Presidents, kings and queens, billionaires, even the woman called the Mona Lisa. That's who might sit for a portrait painted by an oil painter. But artist Sally Lincoln doesn't think you ought to have to be rich or famous to have your portrait painted. Lately, she's been going to the Veterans Administration Nursing Home and Care Unit in Denver to paint portraits of the residents and patients there. No money is exchanged. From Member Station KRCC, Shauna Lewis reports that the portraits have had an emotional impact on the veterans and the staff at the facility.
Today, 62-year-old Vietnam vet Jim Galloway is sitting for portrait painter Sally Lincoln. Balding with glasses, blue eyes, and a ruddy complexion, he rests in his wheelchair under a blue pattern blanket. Once he's settled in, Lincoln whips out a small sketchbook and does a quick pencil sketch before shifting her easel and getting to work on the oil portrait. A couple of hours later, Lincoln finishes the painting and shows it to him.
Am I holding in a good spot? Can you see it?
Yeah. Hold it a little higher. Boy, that's really good. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Lincoln says she's addicted to painting portraits and seeing how they affect people.
People look at the people I paint differently after I've painted them. To me, that seems like the whole story of art, making people see things differently from the way they did before. They're never not people who would ever have thought of having a painting done of themselves.
Sally, did you enjoy your time away?
Well, I went to see my family.
How you doing there?
Fine.
Surrounded by the daily activity of the nursing home, Lincoln paints intently. People wander by. They stop and watch, looking over her shoulder, making comments and asking questions. Lincoln's portraits are alive with color. Bright greens, blues, and purples highlight the nuances of her subjects' faces and their expressions. Lincoln says painting portraits has a certain magic to it.
It's something to do with the healing power of art. It's something to do with representing people to themselves.
People like 52-year-old Earl Stewart III. Stewart served as a teletype maintenance technician in the Air Force. His dark brown eyes look out from round, wire-rimmed glasses, and his full lips curve into a big smile. Like many of the other 50 veterans who Lincoln has painted, Stewart has his portrait hanging in his room, above the head of his bed.
I've never gotten one done before. I kind of wanted to know what the rest of the world looked and saw me as. And I could see some different things that I didn't see about myself, which was good, and I appreciated that.
It took a while for the vets to get comfortable with the idea of having their portraits painted. Now, recreation therapist Donna Lardigan says she has a list of vets who want to have their portraits painted.
She sits there in the solarium area or the patio area painting people, and people just come to her. They want to get out of their rooms, they want to get out of bed, they want to see what's going on. She's just a magnet. She draws people in. She draws in the residents, the doctors, the physicians, the nursing staff, the friends and family, the visitors. Everybody is just kind of captivated by her and what she's doing.
And the artist isn't stopping at this veteran's nursing home. She hopes to get permission to paint portraits of wounded vets returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Meantime, she started learning Arabic, with the intention of someday actually going to Iraq to paint portraits of people there. For NPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis.